the league in general is on a record pace for sacks this year. Is that what do you attribute that to?
There's a lot of good pass rushes in this league. They pay them a lot of money, and they make a lot of plays. But you know that we got it's a collective effort to keep our quarterback up on his feet. Because when we keep him on his feet, y'all seeing what he could do.
Mike, what happens in the fourth quarter? Does the intensity level go up? You guys have had great success in the first three games in the fourth quarter. What changes?
I don't think the intensity level ever changes. You go out with the same mindset to go as hard as you can on each play. I just think we've been practicing starting fast and finishing out games and practices, and it's been relaying over to the football games on Sundays.
You guys were one of the most penalized teams in the league last year. Way down this year, was it a point of emphasis during the camp?
I don't know. Were we penalized that much last year? I thought we were pretty high. I thought we finished the top three, right? And that's something that just rolled over into this season. Coach Fieldman is really strict on us, you know, not having any pre-snap penalties, just letting the play get started first. And we've been practicing a lot on that this season.
Back to the sacks. I mean, might it be the spread offenses that teams aren't keeping enough guys in to protect?
Well, it's just we're getting a bunch of different looks. And like I said, it's a collective group effort to keep Tannehill up on his feet. And whenever it's we get a sack on the field, it's on everybody. It's not just on one position group.
How concerning is the number of sacks so far to this point?
Well, it's real concerning. I mean, we want to keep our quarterback on his feet because when he's on his feet, he can make a lot of plays. And so it's something that we've been trying to correct in practice, something we've been working hard on because we can't lose that guy.
Atlanta really wasn't known as a pass-rushing team, but they came after you pretty good.
Oh, they did. They did. They had two sacks coming into that game. They played really well. They schemed us well. They know what they can and can't do against us. And so they did a really good job getting to the quarterback. But that's something we had to fix this week in practice. We got an extra day of work, and we'll take a lot of time trying to fix that.
Mike, how can that be corrected in practice? What's the?
It's just the repetition. We've seen it on film, so we practice those same looks against ourselves and out on the practice field, and so it won't happen again. And we just keep going against those different looks and picking it up. And if we pick it up in practice, we know we'll pick it up in the games.
How special is it playing on Monday night? I mean, you know, every you're the only one playing. Everyone's watching. Do you get an extra buzz?
It's awesome, man. It's I'm telling you, the game is. We're only team playing that day. You can feel the energy level, especially playing at a place like this, an environment like this where you know it's going to be really loud. And so we know what to expect. We're not used to a lot of Monday night games, but we better get ready for them.
Communication will be a big deal then.
Communication will be really big. We know it's really going to be loud, so we have to practice on our silent snap count during this week of practice. But we've been communicating all year long really good, and so we don't expect that to change on Monday night.
The leader of the game, the resilience of the offense, has just been the story so far. Yep. I mean, what is it about those fourth quarter drives that have you guys just clicking?
Well, we don't look forward to them. We'd rather win the game before then. But I tell you one thing, this team, we got a bend but don't break mentality. We're going out, we're finishing games the right way. Obviously, this week we can't start off slow like we did last week because we're playing a good football team that likes to put up a lot of points. And it's going to be hard to come from behind against these guys. So we got to start fast. We can't have any dumb penalties, and we just got to play our best game of the year.